Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morning. Yeah, I just already made a decision. I'm sleeping in. I'm gonna go home tonight, crash. And by the time I'm ready to get up, I'll just go get in the pool with my son. And I'll listen to Dave and Susan call the Old Timers Day game. They'll be on programming alert for everybody that listens to the great WFAN. You know, 11:30 a.m. tomorrow. Susan will lead the Old Timers Day festivities. And that's another reason why the post-game stuff was short today on Yes Network and on WFAN, because everybody's got to go home, go to sleep, turn right back around. That's a quick turnaround, but not for me. I don't have to. I don't have to go through the misery. I don't have to be tired. I don't have to be irritable. I'm good. Right? Because who's the fool? The fool or the fools that follow the fools? I'm done. That's why I said, as expensive as those tickets were, shout out to my boy Ack. You know, we were in the terrace, and the terrace squad wasn't even out there. And I was like, damn, where everybody at? He's like, bro, it's like a lot of people didn't come in. The tickets never really went down. I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, Astros are here. He's like, yeah, Astros bring out a lot of casuals, not a lot of the regulars, a lot of Astro fans and a lot of casuals that look at the Yankee schedule and the season schedule, and they circle it. Oh, I'm going to go with the first game the Astros come so I can yell F. Altuve. Yeah, man. That was that type of night, but they could have won. They definitely could have won that game. And to see you punt a game in the air, I'm ready for football. To see you go back to this dude again, and I see people in my chat, oh, I do feel bad for Devin Williams. I feel bad for his teammates. I feel bad for his teammates that were fighting. And that's another game that they fought back to be in. and the Yankees, Aaron Boone chose, yeah, we'll live with this. It didn't work out tonight. It hasn't worked out. What did you expect? You didn't have to do that. That's why I said I'm done. So I'm, because like, I'm not going to be stressing myself out. I'm in there yelling and screaming. I'm in there. Cam Schlittler got two strikes, two outs. Come on, put them away. Let's go. Everybody up. I'm out there trying to help will them to victory so that we can get there at the end to watch Devin win. Nope. Nope. You got to just laugh it off, yo. Because it ain't that serious, right? It's just sports. It's just baseball. It's just baseball. But at the end of this year, if these jokers mess around and don't make the postseason, ooh. And they let 8 games. I'm going to go through them. I got them in my notes. 8 games go to S behind the arm or lack thereof of Devin Williams. It's crazy to me. He is not the guy. He is soft. He is feeble. He is weak. And you can't throw him into, like, you know what, too? There's a lot of former Yankees speaking out in these recent days. A lot of pitchers, too. And you're going to hear it tomorrow because a lot of them are going to come into that building and not hold back. Well, it is tomorrow. Good morning, good morning. Yeah, you know, a lot of them are going to have a lot to say. And I hope so. You do not do that. The fans were excited to see our new players. The fans were excited to see this team respond. The fans were excited to see the Yankees fight now against an arch rival. And that's how you chose to go out? If they had a poll that they could have put up on the big screen in Yankee Stadium. Hey, fans, let's take a vote, right? If they could have, you know, take out your ballpark apps and vote here for what the Yankees should do. Bring Luke Weaver out again. I would have before I went to Devin Williams. Pitch anyone else. I would have let them take. I said AJ and Big Justice were out there for the roll call. We bring the boom. I would have let either of AJ or Big Justice pitch before I let Devin Williams pitch. Steve is in West Islip on the fan. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Keith? First time calling in a while. Love the show. Happy you're on tonight.
Thanks. I'm glad I didn't take off tonight. I'm glad that I am here for this one because this was the straw that broke the camel's back. If I am the camel, I am broken. I am off the roller coaster. Fool me, can't fool me again.
Well, Keith, you keep going back to 8, dude, and this is year 8 of Boone, man. And I've been a Yankee fan my whole life. I didn't want to fire Girardi. I wanted him and Cashman gone when we lost to Boston in 21. But here we are, you know, running it back. And Boone just doesn't learn, dude. He's never learned how to manage the bullpen, even though Cashman brought in all these guys. The other night, I was disgusted. He said he couldn't go to Leiter because he's coming off the injured list, but he went to Nestor in game 1.
Imaginary things. These imaginary things. Oh, he hadn't pitched in a while. All of us laughed at that.
And you know what? Him and Cashman and Hal, they'll hear it tomorrow for Old Timers Day. I'm sure they'll get a warm welcome. But no matter how much, you know, how hard it is, if they make the playoffs or not this year, what my question for you is, when is it enough for Hal? Like, what's going to be the straw that breaks his camel's back, man? Because we're all broken.
Yeah, it's not that we're not in this type of. Thanks for the call, Steve. You know, as I was sitting at David Cone's celebrity charity golf classic just last night, listening to the Rocket, Roger Clemens and David Cone, you know, tell stories of George Steinbrenner and, you know, celebrating 25 years since the 2000 Subway Series. You know, and Coney's telling a story about being in Shea Stadium, and both of them were laughing about how janky the visiting bullpen was. And Coney's telling a story about how there were some weird wires that were exposed in the bullpen and how he said to George, hey, you see those wires over there? I think they got this place bugged. They're listening. They're listening in on us. And he said George got down on the ground, started following the wires, pulling them, trying to see where they were going. And then he looked back. He saw Coney laughing at him. He got up, gave Cone a noogie, put him in a headlock. Are you messing with me? But, like, can you imagine? Can you imagine? And I'm not one. Like I said, I'm not calling for Aaron Boone's job. I'm not doing that. And I also don't, you know, do the what would George do? But could you imagine? Like, an owner that is on his hands and knees in the visiting clubhouse during the World Series thinking that they might be bugged, that the Mets might be listening in to what the Yankees are talking about, like caring that much. So back to what you said about Hal, I don't know. I don't know if this is driving him insane like it's driving me insane. I don't know. I don't have a relationship with him. I don't talk to him. He's the owner, and it's like, what is it going to take? I don't know. I think, all right, let's be businessmen, right? They made so much money last year going to the World Series. They made more money than they ever made. An extra $100 million through hosting those games in October and what? The threat of potentially missing out on that profit you're going to get in October, does that make you lose sleep and pound the table and say, enough, we don't have games to lose? And what I'm saying, folks, if you just look at, and like, I can't do this. Like, I can't look at the schedule and say, oh, their schedule is soft. They're soft. I told you that months ago. It's a country club. It's laissez-faire because you know what? Anything goes. Anything goes. And then when they do actually fight like tonight, they're let down by the decision of the manager to go to a guy that's not going to be here next year, that wasn't here with the World Series team last year, that doesn't want to be here. He'd rather be anywhere else. So, like, this whole thing is just a vicious cycle of nonsense for me as a fan, as a radio host that loves the team, that is sitting in here with a Yankee hat on, a pinstripe jersey, a Yankee shirt underneath, Yankee shorts, Yankee socks, so fired up to go back to the ballpark, back to the stadium to see all the fans. And it's not right. It's not right. It did not have to go down that way. And it's not going to change. It's not going to change. And that's where I went around. I'm like, I don't understand. You can't tell me, oh, Keith, Boone is doing what Cashman wants him to do. It's coming down from the top. I don't think Brian Cashman went out there and made all those moves to revamp this bullpen for them to die on the arm of Devin Williams. And in the chat, people are saying to me, hey, they should have traded Devin Williams. There was a lot of talk about trading Devin Williams. Yeah. Yeah, Ryan says, leading up to the deadline, Kay said to trade Williams while his stock was high. He's not going to be re-signed. We can get other relievers. Multiple people are like, yo, once you, but I, you know what it is? Cashman works till, you know, the buzzer. I guess you couldn't have traded Williams earlier, like a day before the deadline or hours before the end of the deadline until you knew. I don't know, man. You got Luke Weaver. Get this guy out of here. Mario's in Jersey on the fan next. What's up, man?
What's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Not good, bro. Not good. Not good.
I feel you. You actually stole my thunder, bro, but...
No, we share thunder around here, bro. If you are thinking what I've already said, go ahead and say it in your own words.
Basically, my saying is, you keep putting your hand on the stove and you know it's hot. They go back to Devin Williams. Obviously, you know how the vibes are going to be in the stadium. And once Tramiel hit that ball, I'm like, bro, obviously it's going to be him. The guy that we traded to them in like November, that nobody really cared about. He was like a defensive replacement last year. I think he played 2 games at the stadium last year. Of course, he's going to hit a homer off, you know, the famous Devin Williams airbender changeup. Of course, it was going to be him, bro.
Yeah, and that's what they get, right? The baseball gods are laughing at them, saying, you want to tempt fate? This is the fate you chose? Choose your own adventure? You go back to Devin Williams again? Even Taylor Trammell can hit a homer. And you know what too, bro? The fact, like I said, I'm in the car listening. The Yankees went and got that run. They made it. If he didn't give up that in some other realm, in some other Yankee universe, if any other guy went out there and gave up the one run, the one Manfred man on second, and the Yankees were able to go into the bottom of the 10th and get that third run, then we'd be playing into the 11th. And you know what they probably would have did if they pitched anyone? Bednar, Leiter, Hedrick, Hill, Big Justice, AJ. They would have probably still put Devin Williams in the 11th. Thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019. It's stupid, bro. It is dumb as hell. And you know what? We are, as fans, we are going to wear this. If they do not rally and play, they have to play at a winning percentage. I don't know. I got to tap in with some of my math guys. Some of these stat guys, my guy Matt with the stats at MLB Network. Like, bro, what is the winning percentage that they have to play at the rest of the way to get to 90 wins to kind of like ensure that they're getting? We don't know because there are other factors. Like I said, tonight I'm in there, I'm watching the out-of-town scoreboard. The Cleveland Guardians put up 5 in the first inning, right? They won tonight. You know, you barely got out of Texas alive. But, like, the deadline is done. The teams are the teams. If you think you have any wiggle room, you don't. This team, this Yankees team is not a juggernaut. They have a lot of talent on paper, but like Boone told you, yeah, we got to put it together. I don't have faith in you putting it together because even when you put it together like you did tonight, you found a way to lose. Dom is in Edgewater. Dom, you're on the phone.
Heath, first of all, thank you for taking my phone call. I appreciate it. I've spoken with you in the past, and you're one hell of a guy, so thank you very much for taking my call. I'm just like you. I'm very frustrated. I'm very angry. I'm very annoyed. You know, enough is enough already. I mean, Devin Williams just needs to be DFA'd. Enough is enough. I've seen enough already. Aaron Boone, the same exact thing. Most of the callers took my point already. But, you know, when is enough enough? You've given Aaron Boone a leash for 8 years now, or at least close to it. And, you know, you got swept by the Red Sox in 21. You missed the playoffs in 23. And not also to mention, you blew game one of the World Series when you threw Nestor Cortez against Freddie Freeman, and Freeman rocked the Grand Slam from here all the way to Encino in Dodger Stadium. So I don't know what else to tell you. Now, you were saying before, what do you think the winning percentage would be? Because they're 61-55. I mean, with 46 games left to go, this is just my personal opinion, they're going to have to go on some type of a major run. And I would have to probably say 28-18 in the next 46, which, to be honest with you, would be a godsend. let's pray to the gods.
They're going to play.
Let's pray to the gods that something good. I know. I'm just saying. That's from my perspective.
They're gonna be 10 games over 500 the rest of the way. I don't see it. They lose.
No, I don't see it either, Keith. I'm just saying that's just my thought process, because it's just the way the rest. And if you look at their schedule, the rest of September, holy smokes, it is absolutely brutal. You have Houston for 3. You have Toronto.
I'm looking at
Detroit.
It, yeah. I've seen
the Red Sox. I don't know. Honestly,
we got to get out of August alive.
Yeah, Keith, I'll tell you this. If this team is lucky to win 82 games and win 21 more games and reach the 80 plateau, and, I know, the MLB playoffs is a crapshoot because, you know, you never really know. You know, you get in there and you never know. But still, this team's got to find ways to do it. And not also to mention major problems with the Yankees is that runners in scoring position have been a major issue. If you go back to the Texas series when they lost 2 of 3, they were 4 for 21 runners in scoring position. Now, again, I with all the combinations, there's got to be some way to do this. But I'll tell you right now, Williams needs to be out of here. And if they don't make the playoffs this year, you're absolutely correct. It's a fireable offense. Aaron Boone, goodbye. Get us another manager who will take us to the playoffs in the World Series. Thanks for my call.
Thanks for the call, Dom. Like I said, I'm not calling for anybody's job, but if you have this much talent, you have this high of a payroll, Cashman did this much work in the offseason and at the deadline to add talented players to this team. It's another year of Aaron Judge. It's another year of Giancarlo. And like, if you can't make the postseason after going to the World Series, and the year before that, going 82-80 and missing the post, like, something is wrong here. Something is wrong here. And it starts at the top. And you guys want to go to the top to Hal. You can't, like, that. There is none of that. Like, then you want to go to Cashman. There also isn't any of that. So, like, who's going to be the fall guy? Aaron Boone. And, I mean, it ain't right, but heads have to roll. Somebody's got to be held accountable. Accountable is a buzzword. Accountability, like somebody's got to be held accountable for this. They can't hold Devin Williams accountable. I don't know why. Like, I just saw you kick JT Brubaker to the curb. Lil Weisiger was trash. At least you phantom IL'd him. Stroman gave up 4 runs in the 4th inning of his last appearance, and then they showed him the door, ate his money. They did that dumb stuff with DJ for like a month and a half. And then they eventually moved on from him. Like, it is time to deal with some hard truths. Like, you could DFA Devin Williams tomorrow. But you know what they're going to think? They're going to think, oh, well, we're not going to DFA Devin Williams, because then somebody else is going to get him and get him right. Or they might think that they can get him right. They might play more stupid games and win some more stupid prizes where they try to, okay, now, all right, now, all right, Yankee fans, all right, we got y'all. Okay, that was the last time, high leverage. That was the last time in a tie game. That was the last time. Now we'll just pitch him in the sixth inning. Like, I don't even want to see, bro. You can't pitch him in the stadium. You can't do it, Aaron Boone. The audacity, the gall. That's why I said Aaron Boone's got a hell of job security. He signed that contract. That signature, that contract is ironclad, untouchable. I'm here, baby. I'm here. I'm gonna roll Devin Williams out in front of all you 46,000 people here. People starting, and me included. Like I said, I did the dash. As soon, I'm telling you, I was right around like where like 124, 125 is, and once we went down 1, 2, 3, and Jazz is another one. Jazz is cooked right now. Jazz is not really doing a damn thing. Once we went down, and I looked at the TV, and they showed Devin Williams' beard, I had to beat it, bro. Brian's in White Plains on the fan. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Keith. How you doing? First time caller. Respect you. How you doing?
Thanks, man. I'm not doing good. That game didn't have to go that way. I'm tired of the Devin Williams experiment. I thought it was over.
Yeah, me either. I was sitting in left field tonight. But I just want to say this. So the last 49 games, the Yankees are 19-30.
Yeah, they're the White Sox.
Joe Girardi got fired off 22-29 starting the season in Philly. Brandon High got fired off 15-32 mm-hmm. in Baltimore this season. If this 49-game streak happened in April, I believe he would have already been fired. I mean, why is it acceptable that just because it didn't happen at the beginning of the season, it's acceptable now?
Because they can justify it by saying, we were in the World Series last year. I wish we would stop saying that. We were in the World Series last year. Last year is over. You lost the World Series. And some people want to say they weren't embarrassed. Yes, they were. They were embarrassed. When I think back to the World Series, I don't think about the run differential. I think about how many embarrassing moments there were, decisions that were made wrong, and how it all fell down. But they can justify it by saying, we can't fire a manager that, if the season ended today, would be in the wild card.
I mean, yes, and I don't want to go to what would George do, because I'm not that type of fan. I like
we wouldn't Al, be here, and rest his soul, because he'd be an old man right now. But if the George Steinbrenner that I was listening to Roger Clemens talk about last night, that I've heard all these guys tell stories about, if we would not have gotten this far. Thanks for the call, Brian. We would not be here. We would not be in this actual spot. Nobody would have a beard. Nobody would have a beard. Robbie's in Lennox next up on the fan. Go for it, Robbie.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Oy vey, that's the topic. You know, your last caller said something that I was going to say. 19-30, okay? Let me just say, first of all, how is this guy keeping his effing job? Keith, this is the only guy I've ever seen in Major League Baseball history, okay? I've been a Yankee fan since 1970. I used to watch Stick Michael play shortstop, okay? I'm 60 years old, and I want to know, through all the years I've been watching baseball, how does Aaron Boone keep his job? How is this ass keeping his job? I want to know how he keeps his job, Keith. Please explain to
me,
okay?
Because where else did he manage? Thanks for the call, Robbie. I've been saying this stuff for a long time. Where else did he manage? He didn't manage the Savannah Bananas. He didn't manage a Toms River Little League team. He was handpicked from ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, Baseball Tonight, a media member, a former Yankee, to come in and manage these Yankees. And so many people say he is managing the team the way they want him to manage the team. They had a meeting yesterday, going into this game tonight. And that's why I'm like, damn, they must really actually be completely disconnected from the fans. When they talk about, we don't listen to that stuff, we don't hear, that has to be 1,000% true. And I don't know how in 2025 you don't run across WFAN, not even like, all right, I can understand if you don't listen to the radio or you don't have the Odyssey app, but you don't see any clips on Twitter, and not even WFAN. There are 3,000 Yankee podcasts. There are 300 Yankee influencers. You don't hear any of this stuff that any of us are saying, all this content that goes out. Nobody even just like, even if you don't have TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, Facebook, nobody ever sends you a link, a text message to say, here, listen to what Keith McPherson said. Hey, did you see this take from John Boy? Did you hear Joe's McFly? Hubs from Barstool? Yankee source.
Gary Sheffield Jr. I could keep going down the list of people that put out content. The Fireside Yankees guys. You don't catch any of this? So they had a meeting today, and they decided today that if this game gets tight, which you knew was going to get tight, it's a Yankee-Astro game, either they smoke us or, you know, we can fight and scratch and claw and should have won the game. They had a meeting today where Devin Williams was not off limits, but David Bednar was, Mark Leiter Jr. was, Tim Hill was, Hedrick was, pitching Luke Weaver again wasn't an option. can I be in the, zoom me in. I'll come to the stadium live just for the meeting and take my ass home. Because I'll be the first one in the meeting and say, no, no, no. They played a day game in Texas. They flew back. They had a day off. We need to win. You can't put him out there on the mound in front of these fans in the Bronx. You can't do it. Sauce is in how? On the Fan in New York. What's up, Sauce?
Keith, what's going on, man? Thanks for... I just wanted to talk about, you know, a little bit of a broken record tonight, but Devin Williams in the bullpen. I know that he's been struggling recently. Obviously, like the last couple games, he's been giving up a bunch of earned runs. I think it was a very selfish move of Boone to throw him in the game when, you know, one of the Yankees' biggest rivals, you know, and we're throwing him in the when it matters. I think that, you know, pitching comes with a lot of confidence. And I think instead of, you know, Weaver coming in the game, I thought that would be a spot for Williams, you know, to get a little bit of confidence back, perhaps somehow throw a no-run inning and maybe, you know, use Weaver in the spot.
They go against their own things, right? They decided to pitch him in the 10th inning with Manfred's man on second. I remember hearing earlier in the season that they did not want to put him in with that inherited runner, that magical ghost runner. But now it's cool after, like, what? Like,
yeah, it just doesn't make sense because, you know, you've seen him pitch the last couple games and it's just, you know, you're giving up home runs to guys who are hitting below 200. And it's just not sure what Boone's thinking of, like, okay, I have all these, you know, we trade all these guys to get guys in the pen. You know, granted, Bednar threw 45 pitches, you know, 2 days ago. You know, I know Leiter was on a bit.
I'd rather him come out there and throw lefty. Listen, I don't care.
I completely agree with you. You know, you're a major league reliever. You throw 45 pitches 2 days ago. You have all the treatment in the world. You have all these people who can get you right to throw an inning in a game. And I think that throwing Williams in that position was a terrible move. And I would have probably thrown him where if he even went in that game, I would have thrown him where Weaver went in. You know,
today, Sauce. Thanks for the call, man. He'd be down today. You can't do that. If I could go back to my shows, I go to the games, bro. I'm like, you can't. Like I said, I wasn't in the bleachers, and I'm glad I wasn't because I probably would have been heckling his ass too. I would have been yelling at Harkey. Harkey, no, please, no. Don't send him in. Don't send him in. The Yankees come up with these imaginary things. Rest. You know, because David Bednar threw 40-some pitches. He's got to be down for days. Right? Because we might need him to save Saturday's game. But what if you don't end up in a save situation on Saturday? Because the team can't quickly wake up tomorrow and forget about tonight. You know how they get down, right? It took them a while to overcome that loss in Miami that Friday. They couldn't score the next day. You could barely score today with five hits, a few scoreless innings. But like, what if the team is so knocked down by another Devin Williams catastrophe that like, your imaginary planning of like, oh, well, we need Bednar for Saturday. Like, it's pretty much a L. Framber Valdez on the mound, I'm not going to the game. I'm good, bro. And you can say that's soft or whatever, or you're quitting on the team. I'm tired. I worked the night shift. I was on till 12, went to the golf outing. I haven't slept right. So I'm pulling a Derek Jeter. I'm choosing the family tomorrow. I'm going to be in the pool with my son listening to the game. Really, the old timers game. I don't know, like, I gotta get my stress levels down. I gotta protect my peace. These guys, they all do is disturb my peace, and they don't have to, but they choose to over and over and over again. For Devin Williams. Devin Williams is more important than all of us. Getting Devin Williams, getting squeezing any ROI, any return on investment in August. Getting anything out of Devin Williams in August is paramount. That's a priority. The night before Old Timers Day, which is like supposed to be a day where like Yankee fans come back to see their old favorites all together. You know, generations of your family, grandpa, father, son, grandma, mom, daughter, everybody. All just ruined it for. Just absolutely broke me tonight. I'm off the ride. 888-808-1019. I'll try and talk about the Mets a little bit when we come back. But it's like that's another reason why I'm pissed at the Yankees. I can't even enjoy the Mets losing. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm getting to the point where I'm laughing it off. I think what helps is that I'm like, I'm not going to the game tomorrow. I'm just like, word, I'm going to go home and go to bed. And it is what it is. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I don't know what y'all want to talk about. Shedeur Sanders. Oh, y'all want me to lie to you and tell you the Giants are going to be good this year? Oh, you want me to get you hyped for Justin Fields and the Jets? Nah, I'm not going to be the one to do that either. I will say preseason football doesn't matter. We're just football fiends. We're obsessed as a country with football. Preseason football is the most glorified practice. It's spring training. It's not even spring training. It's like, especially the guys you're watching right now, like half these guys on the field, you don't even know the guys on the field unless you're a college football guy, unless you're like a deep, deep football fan, which then I understand. But like the average football fan doesn't know most of these guys playing, and most of these guys are getting cut. So like any of the hot takes and stuff like that, like once we get into the regular season, how much do you guys remember about the preseason? Like, I love this time of year. We're gonna start cooking up. We're gonna start just being ridiculous. Preseason football. What happened to them shortening the preseason? They're gonna do that eventually, right? They're gonna add more games to the regular season. This preseason stuff is nonsense. It doesn't matter. I'm happy for Shador though. I told him bust out my AP. Perfect time, man. I saw they were mad that Shador came in with the boom box, and I don't know. Somebody had Kyrie's walking stick. Did you see the dude with Kyrie Irving's walking stick? He came in like Gandalf or something. He came in like Master Splinter. But I liked it because I'm like, hey, Shador is a showman, and I follow Shador and all his stuff, and he's always shooting a vlog and some type of content. And the song that he was playing, he was coming into his own music. He's promoting his own music, and he knew it was all about him tonight. There's a lot of hot takes about Shador Sanders and them throwing him to the Wolves. He's not throwing him to the Wolves. It's football. What are you talking about? That's Deion's kid. You think he's not ready to play football? He is. And it made sense. It's preseason. You're going to put old man Joe Flacco in there? No. Joe Flacco is one hit away from his career ending. Kenny Pickett, Pride of Ocean Township, Go Big Red Spartans, all that. That's my dog. Kenny used to watch me play varsity. Kenny grew up wanting to be me. Kenny wore that number 8 because Keith McPherson wore that number 8. I'm kidding, but not really. Kenny's hurt. Dylan Gabriel, who they drafted, is hurt. It was only smart for them to put Shador Sanders there because since April, Shador Sanders has been in the building and knows the system. And, you know, they just signed Snoop Huntley, which I don't know. We don't call him Tyler anymore. He's Snoop now. Whatever. They just signed him. But you know what? All in all, the Browns won that game. And Shador played well. So he won. And all those haters out there, they're just adding clicks and engagement. 888-808-1019. Before we went to the break, I said, you know, I'm mad at the Yankees because, like, with them losing at this clip, we can't even enjoy the Mets losing. Like, the Yankee fan can't even be like, ha ha. Can't even look at the Mets and be like, trash. Can't even look at the Mets and be like, this is what you paid for? Because it's just as bad, if not worse. And last week, I talked a lot about how the Yankees were shielding the Mets, but that didn't last for long because the Mets were no hit. They were no hit for some 40 innings between the second game and the third game against the Guardians. And then they went there tonight to Milwaukee, and after the first and second inning, they got a couple of knocks, but like, what is going on? What's up with Lindor, bro? Like, they got to get him right immediately. I'll give Juan Soto some credit because he... You know, when I'm listening to the game in there and I'm kind of keeping up with the game on my phone, I was impressed. I'm like, yo, Juan Soto is like that. Like, as much as I do hate on Juan Soto, and I'm glad he's not on the Yankees because I don't think he's the right kind of guy for you to win with. We'll see if the Mets can debunk that in the next 15 years. He is a showman, and he does rise to the occasion. And him hitting that home run to break up the no-no and then his next at-bat going yard, I'm like, this guy, he's about to do it. He's about to heat up. But, man, he had a swing late in that game that I was listening to. I went and looked. Like, I don't know what the hell he was doing. Oh, okay, so, yeah. You know, Marte followed up, Platino Power, and I had a note. Like, it's funny. We made so much, myself and others on the fan and people online, we made so much about how Soto and Marte celebrated that homer to break up the no-no, but you lost. You got swept. You were a couple outs away from being embarrassed. You got no hit for 43 innings. But those were the guys that showed up today. You know, funny how the two guys that, you know, got a lot of attention for really no reason, doesn't matter. You know, they were the first to show up today and put a pin in the Marte thing. So then when we get to that fifth inning, it's tough. I feel like the fifth inning for the Mets, and maybe the Met fan will call me and tell me, that fifth inning, in the middle of these games, it always goes south. It always goes wrong because that is where you got to go to the pen. That is where it starts to get shaky and your thoughts become things and you know and I know and they know and everybody that's paying attention knows, like, oh, you're about to fold. So, I mean, Kodai Senga was an all-star a couple years ago. Kodai Senga missed most of last year, came back and did what he could in the postseason. It wasn't great. He's not having a great year this year either. He cannot go deep into games. Kodai Senga goes 4 1/3. And it got a little tricky there. That homer he gave up, Bryce Terang homer, to tie it. So then you're in a brand new game. Then there is a walk. Then there's a catcher's interference. Francisco Alvarez, catcher's interference. Luis Torrens has a catcher's interference too. Those, I mean, they get you, man. It happens. It happens. Depending on a Sal Frelick swing, it happens. But you can kind of feel it unraveling. So then, you know, you've got another walk, and then it's, you know, bases loaded. You go to Brooks Raley, and Brooks Raley hits a guy. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't watching the game. I'm listening, but it's like, dun-dun-dun-dun, 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 game. That's the game right there. A hit-by-pitch for Milwaukee to take the lead 3-2. And Pat Murphy's over there like, oh, that's all we need. That's all we need. And I'm sitting in the Hard Rock. I camp out at the Hard Rock. Shout out to Chris for taking care of me, because when the Yankees are, I just kind of go hide there. I don't want to be out there in the fray. I just go hide away in the Hard Rock and take notes for my show. But I'm like, okay, how do the Mets respond? How do the Mets respond to this fifth inning? Juan Soto comes out, and he's swinging at the first pitch down the middle. I guess he saw a beach ball, but he kills some worms. He grounds out. Then Pete Alonso strikes out. Nimmo strikes out. I'm like, oh, they're not going to recover from this. They're not going to make it happen tonight. Seventh inning. 1-2-3 inning. I'm like, bro, like, they got to be better than this. They pay too much for this team. I'm like, all right, whatever. Eighth inning. You know, they changed the bottom of the order up a little bit. Try and get something going there. Maybe these guys can turn it over and then the top of the order get it going. Nope. They make the pitching change. Milwaukee takes Woodruff out of the game. Mauricio strikes out. Cedric Mullins strikes out. Lindor works a walk. Soto grounds out again. It's like, where is the clutch? Where is the return on investment? Where is the superstar that the Mets are paying for, right? You got a homer there, Juan Soto. You got a homer there for the lead. Nope, he gets eager again. Back-to-back at bat, swinging at the first pitch, grounding out. Soto is a guy that has this plate discipline. Soto is this guy with the ultimate strike zone that, like, works, counts, and makes you, I don't know. And then the game ends. I said put a pin in that Marte thing, right? They do rally a bit. They do get something going in the ninth. Marte doubles. And then there was some talk at the end of the game, right? There was a challenge because of the play at the plate. And many people saying, hey, why don't you call Tyrone? Why don't you call Tyrone Taylor? Why don't you pinch hit Tyrone Taylor after Marte double, put some speed on the bags? Like, well, we weren't going to send him anyway. Remember that game last week against the Guardians where we should have sent him to walk it off and we didn't? And then Mendoza, who I'm telling you, bros, you Mets fans are going to see how Boone-like Mendoza is. He came from Boone's school of managing. He said no, like Marte. He said something about Marte is good. He's a good runner. Marte is a good runner. He's always hurt. He's always got a knee, a hammy, a calf, something like that. Marte is a good runner. It's one thing to have a good runner. You have a faster runner available. It's the end of the game. You're down a run. You have a runner in scoring position. So there's my Mets rant. 888-808-1019. Can't say I didn't talk Mets. Can't say I left the Mets out of the misery. But misery loves company. And you know what I'm going to do every single time? When the Yankees are down, I'm going to pull y'all down with us. Andrew's in White Plains on the Fan. Hello, Andrew.
Thanks, Keith. As much as I'd love to point and laugh at the Mets, you really just can't as a Yankee fan
now. No, you can't. It's worse over here. It's worse because it's worse. And they can laugh because Devin Williams was broken by Pete Alonso.
That's right. This game tonight, I was there. Worst feeling that... As bad of a feeling as when I was in the bleachers for Game 5 with my dad last year. I'm a Friday night guy, so I'm in 211.
I'm a Friday night guy too, bro. I love going there on a Friday night. And I don't mean to cut you off, but we're having a conversation back and forth. If you're a Friday night guy, shout out to my guy Joel. I said to Joel, I'm like, you know how many times I've seen him on a Friday night come home from a road trip or come back with some new toys from the deadline or come back from like a nice win or something and then lay an egg at home? I'm like, this feels like they're going to lay an egg. I didn't know it was going to be with Devin Williams on the mound.
Yep. And that's what I was feeling. I was cautiously optimistic after the road stretch, terrible road stretch. You know, have the Astros circled. I get to my row. None of my guys are there. Sold out. You know, given the casuals fans the shot.
Yep.
I should have known at that point. But I want to talk about two at-bats that just really broke me and I'm feeling like you lost about the season at this
Belly's
point.
Belly's at bat when they brought in...
Belly's at bat in the sixth when they brought in the lefty for him.
Mm-hmm.
Non-competitive, need a fly ball there. Three-pitch strikeout.
Left the runner on third. Then, I'm like, what the Belly? That was... I think Big Mac tweeted, that was Belly's worst at bat of the year. I'm like, I'd never seen him look like that. We always rave about his two-strike approach and how he changes his swing. I'm like, he was too eager there.
Exactly. And then, you know... Judge is at bat in the ninth. You got Hader on the mound. Oh. You have Bellinger and Jazz lefty-lefty after that. I'm on the first base side. That 1-1 pitch, by the way,
I
didn't see it on the broadcast.
You should bring him back, Nico. He should still be there. You still there, Andrew?
Devin?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Okay, I just had to clear
Sorry that. About that.
No, it's all good.
Yep, sorry about that. Devin Williams' name flashes on the screen right after Aaron Judge's pop-up.
I saw that, too. Judge called the timeout, right? We all just lived it. We were there. Judge called the timeout. He kind of walked towards the, away dugout. And then after that, I'm telling you, bro, when I saw Devin Williams, I started heading to the door.
At that point.
Yeah, I started heading to the door.
I can't. He's as useless as Tim Mesa was at down the stretch. If you put him in any leverage situation tonight forward, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It really broke me. I'm going to have to find a way to sell the rest of my tickets.
Good luck, bro. 888-808-1019. Yeah, but earlier in the season, Aaron Boone was telling us he's elite. Oh, this is a guy who's been one of the best relievers in baseball. And earlier in the season, I was telling you, no. It's not going to work. Please, at Keith McPherson. And you don't got to follow me. You don't got to click on anything. I just want you to go back and look. And now I'm posting the video from tonight. Shout out to Gabe who clipped the video up. May the 6th, I quit on Devin Williams. And it wasn't because of what it was? I using my eyes and knowing what I know. And the sum of all things, we traded for this guy. He didn't sign here. He didn't ask to be here. This isn't Milwaukee. This is the Yankees coming off a World Series. There's a lot of pressure here. The fans are hurt. The fans are expecting. We had Luke Weaver last year. We thought Luke Weaver was the closer. People love Luke Weaver. His personality, the ferocious jungle cat. This guy's now, he's got to compete with fans. I was at the game when the fans were chanting, "We want Weaver." He's got to compete with that. Then he's got to deal with the fans that don't like the beard policy. He just had his firstborn son. I know how stressed I was going through those early baby days. I couldn't imagine having a pitch on top of that. He's in a walk year. Pete Alonso broke him. I'm like, this ain't going to work. I'm like, this is not going to work. He doesn't have the mentality for it. The pinstripes are heavy. Fast forward, here we go. June, July, August, 3 months later, we are still doing the Devin Williams experiment because he was elite. This guy was one of the best guys in the game. We traded for him. And somebody sent me the stats Caleb Dervin's putting up. I could give a damn what Caleb Dervin is doing. We never saw him. There's no guarantee that Caleb Dervin would be producing here like he is in Milwaukee. So I don't care about that. And Nestor Cortez, and Nestor's a homie. Mad respect for Nestor. I had him on the show. Shout out to him. Him and his girl DM'd me. They said, "You're the GOAT. We listened to your show 3 years ago." So I'm not disrespecting Nestor, but Nestor had to get the F up out of here after the whole debacle with, they didn't want to pitch Mark Leiter Jr. He didn't pitch in a while. Well, you know what, folks? I was at the Somerset Patriots game last Saturday where Mark Leiter Jr. pitched. He made an appearance in AA. Nestor didn't make any kind of appearance, and he came out in game one. Grand Slam, the first ever walk-off Grand Slam in World Series history. Nestor needed the change of pace. They had to trade him away. And you know what? He got traded again. He's on the Padres now. So what are we doing trying to get a return on investment out of Devin Williams? Make it make sense. Tom is in Freeport on the fan. What's up, Tom? Sorry for yelling, Tom. I'm sorry. I've been yelling all night. I barely even have a voice. I was in the stadium yelling. I didn't mean to yell at you. Are you still there with us or no? Okay, Tom fell asleep. It's getting to that time. Let's see if Bob is awake in Los Angeles because he's on Pacific time.
You said it, Keith. Malpractice.
It is malpractice. It is self-sabotage.
Even more than self-sabotage, it's what you said. It's sabotaging the fan. You can't pitch Williams. It's spitting in our faces. It's, as you say, tinkling on our heads.
Yeah, I changed that up. It's funny. I heard the caster said, don't pour bath water on my head and tell me it's raining. I'm like, everybody's using my stuff now. I heard Sal talk about the whipping boy the other day. I'm like, I know y'all be listening. Don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining. And you know what? They're not anymore. They're not telling us that Devin Williams is elite anymore. They're not telling us about what he was. They aren't telling us that they're about trying to get him right. You know what Boone said tonight? It didn't work out tonight. You know, we got short down there. He knows that was nonsense.
You know, I want to talk about one thing that hit me in the first inning, and I think Boone lost this game in the first inning, and it's indicative of the whole Boone era of not paying attention to the details. What's the one thing everybody knows about Altuve? He likes a first-pitch fastball, and if it can be high, even better for him. The fact that the last thing the dugout didn't say is like, hey, bro, you're a rookie. You got a lot. The one thing you don't do is throw a high fastball to Altuve. That's leaving the kid out to dry. Game over.
High fastball to Altuve is 2 feet in the air. Like, I was in there, Bob. They were chanting F Altuve, and I swear it was like he could hear the bozos in the back of the bleachers chanting F Altuve. First pitch up in the middle of the zone, smacks it to left field. We couldn't even finish the roll call. It was a silencer. I'm like, God damn. Like, every time. Like, it is insane. It is insane. Thanks for the call, Bob. But I know. I watched it live in there. In there, bro. It was insane. And, like, Cam Schlittler didn't stand a chance. Like, Cam Schlittler is 6'7", 6'6". And he's got to hit this little strike zone the size of a shoebox. Don't throw high. Like there has to be some kind of scouting report, right? There has to be some type of conversation in these meetings. That's why, like, you know, not for nothing, I don't know if you guys caught Eric Boland talking on foul territory, and like, people are starting to get loud. People are starting to get loud about the Yankees and how they do things. And their scouting department and their development and what, like there are a lot of people that I think are taking some delight in the Yankees suffering. I'm not. I suffer when the Yankees suffer, bro. I'm not. I wear this stuff on me. I can't get rid of it. You wouldn't know me if I wasn't a Yankee fan. So I'm struggling with this one. But yeah, I'm in there, and I have a video, but like, you know, I couldn't post so many people in there. I had a video from the bleachers I'm putting on the stream of my face just like, no way, no way. As soon as they're number 27, Jose Altuve, we're not even done with the roll call. Everybody starts boo, boo. And Mark, who leads the roll call, is trying to keep, hey, chill. Like, we got to finish the roll call. And we're trying to do Ben Rice, say F Altuve. They didn't even get through two F Altuve. F Altuve. Yo, he homered. 2-0. Shut up. Y'all still doing that? Y'all still saying F my family? Got him again. First time he ever faced Cam Schlittler. First pitch. And yeah, I don't know if there's some type of scouting report or whatever. Or I don't know. That's the one. I would have told him, hey, Altuve is on a tear this year. Do not, like, you know the fans are going to gas him up. It gives Mighty Mouse his powers. That little bugger goes Super Saiyan when he hears F. Altuve. Do not throw it in the zone. He ain't but 5-1 or 2. He's going to hit it out. And he did. He's a pro's pro. He's on his way to being one of the best Astros of all time. Like, if not the best, man. Yeah, there's some numbers I want to look up. I'm going to look up some, too, that I saw about Devin Williams, where I'm like, they don't have this information? So I remember last week with Bednar. I'm like, they don't have the information that Bednar gives up a run every inning he pitches in Marlin Park? Driving me nuts. Keep McPherson on the fan. 1 hour left. Call me up. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.